The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it was written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our Redeemer. Today we celebrate Ascension Day, when Jesus completed his work on the earth and ascended into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father. Those words, by the way, are the words that we will recite in the Nicene Creed in a few minutes. Ascension is one of the key elements of our faith. Ascension Day is one of the five principal feasts of the church year, along with Easter, Pentecost, Epiphany, etc. It is the one most ignored, the poor cousin, perhaps because it is always on a Thursday, 40 days after Easter. The Ascension is important, though, to complete the story of Jesus' ministry on earth and to mark a new chapter, a passing of the baton. Ascension was important enough that the writer of Luke, who also wrote Acts, described the Ascension in both books. The two accounts written by the same author are different, though, if we look at the whole of chapter 24 of Luke, part of which I just read. We see that the timeline is that Jesus was carried up into heaven on Easter Day or the day after. Acts says the Ascension was 40 days after the resurrection. We accept 40 days as the interval that Jesus was with the disciples and with others after his resurrection and before the Ascension. We might note that 40 days is a very common period of time in the Bible. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days after baptism by John. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days when he received the commandments. And of course, during the great flood, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Perhaps we tend to ignore Ascension Day because we just don't like goodbyes. And we just don't know how to celebrate this particular goodbye. You may have someone who is or was very important in your life, a professor, a mentor, a thesis advisor. If you found out that they had died or that they were planning to move very far away, you might well feel as the disciples did, lost, confused, alone, and staring slack-jawed at the place where their teacher and rabbi had been moments before. The images that we have of the Ascension are greatly influenced by the paintings of famous artists, and some not so famous. Many strike me as rather odd. In one, painted by Andrea Mantegna in the 15th century, Jesus seems to be floating above a crowd of barefoot, gaping people. Jesus seems to have a jetpack, powered by 11 winged cherubs. I think Professor Brian Peterson puts this in perspective, and I quote, "The clouds in our text is not a heavenly elevator. It is, as often in the Bible, a sign of God's presence. Consider, for example, the pillar of cloud in Exodus, or the cloud that comes at Jesus' transfiguration in the 9th chapter of Luke. If we ask, where did Jesus go? Perhaps the only adequate answer is that Jesus went to the Father. Not to a place up there someplace, but to be with the Father in love and power. The ascension into the cloud is Jesus' welcome into the Father's presence." End of quote from Professor Peterson. Jesus was born to a virgin, a miracle and a mystery. Jesus died, executed by the state. Jesus rose from the dead, a miracle and a mystery. To bring the point home, my black church professor, Dr. Jim Evans, would say, "Jesus died. He was dead. And then he was resurrected." After the resurrection, Jesus was seen alive by a number of people. In 1 Corinthians, Paul writes that he was seen by hundreds. That Jesus should ascend to the right hand of God is necessary because it brings to an end Jesus' time and ministry on earth. It is a new chapter. It is a new chapter, and Jesus outlines the chapter for his disciples, but they don't fully understand. In the idiomatic translation of the Bible, known as the Message, we hear Jesus directing his followers. He told them, quote, that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but must wait for what the Father promised, the promise you heard from me. John baptized in water, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And soon, Jesus was foretelling Pentecost. But they replied, "Master, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now? Is this the time?" They were still hanging on to the belief that Israel's Messiah would crush the Roman overlords. "No," Jesus said, quote, "timing is the Father's business. What you'll get is the Holy Spirit," end quote. In the end, they all do commit to spreading the good news of the Bible, the good news of the gospel, and some lose their lives in that work. But first, they are jolted back to reality by two men in white robes. Remember the two men at the tomb on Easter morning? These men say, quote, "Why do you just stand here looking up in an empty sky? This very Jesus who was taken up from among you to heaven will come as certainly and mysteriously as he left," end quote. Where has Jesus gone? His followers are dumbfounded. Jesus has left them, but Jesus is in the right place, at the right hand of God. Modern followers, and that includes us, stand with the disciples. Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit. And we also wait for the Holy Spirit. We wait every day for the Holy Spirit, for she is with us every day if we just look around rather than continuing to gaze upward for Jesus and for Jesus' return. The world changed for the women and men who followed Jesus in that first century era. Jesus was gone. Jesus was where he should have been, at the right hand of God in power and glory. Jesus was not gone. Jesus lived on in the hearts of those women and men who followed him. Jesus lives on in our hearts. The followers of Jesus wanted things to go back to what they had been before that terrible week that we now call Holy Week. They wanted the comfortable situation of earlier times. We sometimes want things to go back to the way they were. Rite 1 at 7:30, Rite 2 at 9 o'clock, and contemplative worship at 10:45. And singing, we really want singing. Jesus said, quote, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The ends of the earth. I don't think even Jesus, though, would have thought his followers were witnesses to the ends of the earth using Zoom and Facebook Live and also YouTube. We no longer look for Jesus only on Sunday morning among folks who look and live like us. Jesus left the earth on Ascension Day. Jesus left the building in the middle of March 2020 because we left the building. Jesus is everywhere. In this chaotic time, perhaps this is the time to turn to the mystics of another age. And I quote, "May today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you need to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing that you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each of us and every one of us." That was written by Teresa of Avila. And we often hear what Julian of Norwich wrote in another era, an era of pandemic, matter of fact. Quote, "And all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be exceedingly well." Amen.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, the Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, lift up your heart.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.